Right now joining us is Susan Ferriccio. She is the Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
So the thing that has everyone scratching their heads this morning is this announcement that the entire Senate is going to go to the White House for a briefing on North Korea. I think that's raising a lot of eyebrows this morning. Do you have any idea why they're doing this? Apparently, Mitch McConnell requested for this meeting to take place.
Yeah. Actually, these briefings are fairly common. You know, just before the recess, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, came up to the Hill, and he briefed senators, some House members who were still around that day, about what was going on with the Syria strike. So these briefings actually happen with regularity on Capitol Hill. What's different this time is that the senators are going to the White House. That doesn't normally happen just for logistical reasons, getting everybody there. It's easier for, the briefers to come to the Hill, which is where the lawmakers are all day. So I think what happened yesterday, I was told by an aide to Mitch McConnell, is that President Trump simply offered to host the briefing at the White House, and McConnell accepted. And so that's the way it's going to work. They're going to all go up to the White House and hear what is going on with North Korea. And that issue itself is, of course, of great importance on Capitol Hill right now, just because of what's been happening in the past few weeks in North Korea, and couple that with what President Trump has been saying about North Korea to other world leaders on Twitter, in public statements. I think there are a lot of lawmakers on Capitol Hill in both chambers who would like to know what's going on and what the plan is.
Well, and one of the things that caught my attention about this was not only that it was at the White House, which I agree with you is rather unusual, but at the high level of people who are going to be briefing. I mean, it's not just the Secretary of State. It's not just the Secretary of Defense. It's not just the Director of National Intelligence. It's not just the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's all of them.
Right. It's all four of them. And you know, that's right. And having the Secretary of State involved, too, you're really getting everybody involved here, all the big names in the cabinet. But, you know, North Korea has nuclear capabilities. Syria doesn't. Syria's strike, you know, in some ways could be seen as a lesser threat. Syria is not as big of a threat to the United States as North Korea could be, given what they're doing with their nuclear technology. You know, we've sent a carrier out to the area in a show of force. Things are escalating, and again, they're a nuclear power, and I think that's the reason why, we are getting the big names involved here in briefing the senators. And I think one thing to keep in mind, too, is that it is a classified briefing, as these things normally are, but we tend to find out the gist of what is said because there are so many lawmakers in there. And then once they come back to Capitol Hill, reporters will be there peppering them with questions. And so we'll get an idea of what went on. Luckily, even though it's a classified briefing. So that's something to keep in mind this week, to look out for those reports that will come out when that briefing ends.
We're going to hear something about taxes this week. I mean, you're reporting that there's a meeting today in which there'll be sort of a closed-door discussion between members of the House and the Senate on what tax reform should look like. And then maybe tomorrow, as it stands right now, we'll get the framework of a tax deal or tax reform plan that the administration would like to put forward, including perhaps a 50% a reduction of the corporate tax from 35 to 15%.
That's right. Now, this will be the White House laying down its marker on tax reform. Don't forget, you've also got tax reform happening on separate tracks in the House and the Senate. And so, again, you're going to have this situation where the White House will say, this is what we'd like on taxes, and then you'll have the House and the Senate weighing in on what they want on taxes. But tomorrow will be an important day, and as you said, there are actually three big things to look out for when the White House lays down its plan tomorrow, which will be, as you said, reduction of the corporate tax rate to 15%. That's the marker that was set by Republicans long ago, that they'd like to see it get that low and to be competitive globally. And second would be to lower tax rates for middle-income earners. That's another big goal Republicans have long talked about. And the third part is to simplify the tax code to the point where you could do your tax returns on a postcard. which I'm scratching my head on how that's all going to work, because as we know, the tax code is long and complicated in its current form. So those are the three goals that the Trump administration has set out for tax reform. Those are very attractive goals. Those are goals that you're likely to see a lot of Republicans on Capitol Hill agreeing with. The question is, of course, how it's paid for, what it will do to the deficit, and how you accomplish it all. Will you do it in an attempt with Democratic support, or will you move it all through using a budgetary tool that will get it by the Democratic filibuster in the Senate? That will shape what the plan looks like in the end. So those things are all really unknown. And then most importantly, really, is what will the Republican leaders in the House and the Senate think of this? Those are the tax writers in the House and the Senate that have been working already on this, including with Democratic input. So they're going to have their own say on it, and that's going to have to merge with what President Trump wants. Increasingly, President Trump is learning, even though he's got the Republicans in control of both chambers, he doesn't always get what he wants. So we'll see if that plays out with tax reform, too. So it'll be a big moment when we see that plan and get reaction from Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
And one of the biggest taxes is obviously health care. You know, that is now a tax. It's now considered a tax. So they almost have to go hand in hand, but I see them being separated out. I don't think we're going to see any movement on health care probably late this year, if not next year.
Well, they're working on a new plan C, I guess, on health care reform. They keep trying different ways to get it through the House. And so there's movement over with the conservative no votes who seem to be coming around to a new set of amendments to the plan that they couldn't get through the House earlier this year. If that can get through the House, at least they move it a step ahead. So that's a possibility in May that could make it to the floor. And then, of course, once it gets to the Senate, I think things get a little more complicated. But you're right. They really would like to move health care reform, because a big component of tax reform could be alleviated, because a lot of the tax tax reductions could be accomplished by getting rid of Obamacare, which includes all those, burdensome taxes and mandates. So that's a big component here, Mary. You're absolutely right, with an uncertain future. But at least on the House side, there is momentum at this moment to move ahead, and there is some progress there.
Listen, I'm wondering, I got one more question that I need to ask you. Would you mind hanging on for just a moment?
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, we're gonna come back and talk. One more quick question with Susan Ferriccio. Well, we have on the line right now Susan Ferriccio, congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And one of the things that has happened in the last 24 hours, I wanted to get your take on it right quick. Apparently, Donald Trump has let it be known that when it comes to this budget matter that has to be taken care of before Friday, or you run out of funding for the government, he is no longer insisting on funds in that spending measure that would go toward the building of a wall. What's going on? What's the latest development in that?
Right. Simply put, if he had insisted on that border wall money, billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, Democrats knew that they could use that as leverage and not vote for the spending bill, which would bring about a partial government shutdown, politically disastrous, not for Democrats, but for Republicans. So that gave Democrats real leverage on this. Realizing all that, I think again, Trump began to understand the political realities of that. Within his first 100 days, the last thing he wanted is a partial government closure. It never looks good for Republicans. That's why he backed off on that wall. And what it means is they'll try to take it up during the regular appropriations process. Much easier to get that money appropriated that way, rather than turn it into a part of a government funding showdown. And that's basically what happened. He backed off on the wall. As far as I understand right now, things will move along smoothly now that element is out of the picture, because the House and the Senate has already been negotiating a plan to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th.
All right. So some money for border security, but not necessarily the actual construction.
Correct. Yes. And that Democrats talked about this yesterday. Border security doesn't have to be a wall. It can mean other things like technology. It could mean more border patrol agents or other aspects of securing the border. At both the north and southern border, according to Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who told us yesterday in a conference call that Democrats are more than willing to add money for border security. But what Democrats don't want to add money for is that border wall, which is symbolic, would be a symbolic victory for President Trump, and they're opposed to it.
Susan, so much going on the Hill. Greatly appreciate your input and your information. Greatly appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.